The FBI says a key part of the agency's multi-year computer modernization program may have to be scrapped at a cost of $170 million. New software the Bureau ordered isn't working. As a result, the FBI can't say when the project will be finished. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
For years now, the FBI has been struggling to get its information technology out of the 1970s. The agency has spent nearly $500 million developing and deploying a system called Trilogy. Computer scientist Matt Blaze of the University of Pennsylvania reviewed the program last year for the National Research Council. He says Trilogy's problems grew as the FBI's focus shifted to the war on terror.
After starting the Trilogy project, September 11th happened, and the requirement shifted, but the project lived on and had to be shoehorned into this new role.
That's because the Bureau had long focused on criminal cases, and so had its computer systems. The agency's new role as an intelligence organization came midway through Trilogy and has been difficult to integrate. Agents still have to scan countless pieces of paper into the agency's intelligence database rather than transferring the information digitally. The agency has been eagerly awaiting an upgrade called the Virtual Case File, but when the project vendor, SAIC, or Science Applications International Corporation, delivered the first version of the new case file last month, it was a new disappointment. It only performed about 10% of what it's supposed to do. The Bureau hasn't made a final decision, but it has already asked companies to develop proposals for replacing the $170 million system. Today's announcement raises questions about whether the Bureau has what it takes to manage such a massive project while it is simultaneously remaking itself into a terror-fighting machine. When he worked on the National Research Council report, Matt Blaze says the Bureau clearly didn't understand the basics about managing a big computer project.
Even at the beginning, the requirements for this system weren't very well specified, and they kept being changed as they were going along. This is well understood to be a recipe for disaster in large software projects.
Another member of the National Research Council panel was less kind and said SAIC basically took advantage of the FBI's lack of experience. SAIC would not comment. But other observers say even big setbacks like this one are common with major information technology projects and that the Bureau's demands are enormous and growing. The FBI would not comment on the record, but a Bureau official noted that much has gone right with the overall modernization effort. 30,000 new desktop computers have been deployed, and the agency has a high-speed nationwide network for sharing data, video, and audio files. The toughest job will be explaining all of this to members of Congress who are trying to figure out whether the Bureau's computer modernization will ever end. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.